Welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa, a spiritual community that promotes global transformation through personal transformation. At the center, we are motivated by a compelling vision of a healthy, loving world, which we call the Global Heart Vision. This vision inspires us to bring the gifts of compassion and loving kindness to the world through our ministries and teaching. What you are about to hear is a recording of a message delivered at the Center for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa. Feel welcomed. Feel at home.
Our theme this morning is Love in Action. That's the topic, and the whole month's theme is planetary stewardship. So I'd like to talk a little bit about the United Nations, which has created an award. The intention is to breathe life into the ambitions of brilliant young environmentalists, and it's called the Young Champions of the Earth Award. So it's for young people with big ideas to restore environmental wellness. And to apply, a person has to have a vision of a more sustainable future and a strong record of being somebody that initiates change, as well as somebody who is unafraid of failure, as well as they gotta believe in a bright future for our planet. I know, it's amazing. And the video for this award, these are the words from the video. It's been said that nothing is more powerful than an idea whose time has come. But one thing is more powerful. The people who make that idea a reality, the ones brave enough to leave behind old formulas, who dare to invent the future, nonconformists, innovators, they come from all corners of the globe, different in every way but one. They are young. What? And they know tomorrow belongs to those who see beyond today. So I see here the United Nations is focusing on young people, which I love. And it occurred to me that older people are busy too. I thought that would get a giggle. And just in case you're doubting me, I did some research. The Environmental Alliance for Senior Involvement, their motto: to build, promote, and utilize the environment ethics, expertise, and commitment of older persons to expand citizen involvement in protecting and caring for the environment for present and future generations. Isn't that wonderful? And it is the largest senior environmental action network in the world. And some of their programs, which is really wonderful to me, include intergenerational activities with an environmental focus. There's another one, for example. Here it is. Elder Climate Action. Ha! Their motto is, we are grandparents, great aunts, great uncles who care about the future for all children. As Elder Climate Action members, we are determined to do all we can do to leave a sustainable planet for future generations. I like that. It seems to me that older people can also know that tomorrow is created by those who see beyond today. And that is one of the tools of our teaching, vision. And the power of vision is, no matter what age you are, a vision must be larger than what is already present and taking place and possible right now. That's our teaching, the science of mind. It reminds us, no matter what age you are, don't get so old that you stop dreaming. Don't get too stuck in what's going on that you can't hope. Don't get so comfortable in your agedness that you forget to change. And the room went silent. But back to the award from the United Nations, Champions of the Earth. They're looking for inspired problem solvers with big, bold ideas for the environment and for humanity and for the future. And then if you are selected, you receive mentorship, you receive training, and you receive funding. And the award recipients for 2019 are being considered right now. So I can't tell you who they are. I can tell you who some of the past ones were. For example, in 2016, one young champion of the earth was Afroz Shah. Now, you may have heard about him. Here's a picture from his Facebook page. He, a young attorney in India, dedicates every weekend to picking up debris, plastic, waste, along Mumbai's worst polluted beaches. Now he's known as the man behind the world's largest beach cleaning project. He started it in 2015 with his 84-year-old neighbor because they were so frustrated about the decomposing stuff and the non-decomposing stuff washing up on the beach. So they just decided to get started, pick up something. And every weekend since, Shah has inspired volunteers to join him. And they include homeless people, movie stars, students, politicians, people of all ages and from all stations in life. And they call this activity a date with the ocean. And, you know, in reality, though, I mean, let's be serious. In the heat of India and the rotting garbage, it's not a fun date. Still, in 69 weeks, they removed 4,500 tons of trash. Now, I don't even know what a ton looks like, so I had to look it up. Apparently, a ton, well, a white rhino weighs more than a ton. An Asian elephant weighs about a ton and a half. An African elephant weighs about 2 tons. Like one car, an average small car weighs about a ton and a half. So 4,500 white rhinos on the beach. Or here's another way of looking at it. 3,616 ounce plastic bottles equals 1 ton. How about this? The website Recycle Your Bottle says worldwide we throw away 1 million plastic bottles per minute. And they're washing up on beaches. Wow. So they started picking them up. You know, I got to share this with you. Edward Everett Hale reminds me of the song we heard this morning, I Am Only One. But I am one. I cannot do everything that I can. I cannot do everything, but I can do something. And I will not let what I cannot do interfere with what I can do. There it is, science of mind again. Don't give up, even if there are 4,000 white rhinos on your lawn. There's a magazine for teenagers. It's called Teen Vogue. And in 2017, they wrote an article about 8 young environmentalists who are working to improve matters on the earth. And I think it's so important to share these stories because sometimes the issues facing our environment and our world can seem too big for one person to handle. Yet it turns out that people can make a difference even before they graduate high school. College. For example, Allison Boyer, she was 18 at the time of the article. She's from Chico, California. And at 7 years old, she became concerned about the natural habitat of orangutans. You may remember that the booming palm oil industry started to endanger that natural habitat of orangutans. So she started to collect gently used handbags and fix them up from all around the United States and then resold them at fundraising events and gave all of the proceeds, 100%, to a conservation group called Orangutan Outreach. Just started where she can with what she had. Or how about Annabelle Karen Clark? She was 18 at the time, from Dallas, Texas. Maybe you heard about her. She started small by getting her classmates to join her in planting milkweed around her school to attract the monarch butterflies at the peak of their migrating season because it was being interrupted. And then this small step for her grew into a passion for wildlife. And then the creation of education programs for teens, you know, it grows. The magical multiplying power of consciousness. Or how about Jackson Hindle? He was 17 at the time, from San Clemente in California, a surfer. And he became aware of the problem, the long-lasting effects of plastics in our water. And the way he became aware of it, he was surfing in Panama on the Pacific side. And there he witnessed an extraordinary amount of plastic pollution in the water. And it hit him. I'm part of this. As an American consumer, I am part of this. He began to realize in that moment that he had a duty, a dharma, a calling to help change the way he saw himself, help change the way we all live. So while he was still in school, he started an environmental club with the intention to educate people to make small changes in their own circle of activities, in their home, in their class, in their family, with the ultimate goal of having us see ourselves in a new light as stewards of this planet who can make a change. So the question, do you see yourself as a steward of this planet? Do you think of yourself as someone who is able to make a change? If not in the world, how about in your home? In your family? By the way, Jackson, the surfer, he now plans to become the president of the United States one day. And in the meantime, he's working on a campaign to replace plastic bottles of water with something called Just Water. It's water that's packaged in non-plastic water bottles, made out of 80% plant-based material. And he started in his own school and has already reached over 60 schools. So we have a lesson to learn from these people, from Jackson in particular. Here's the lesson I wrote down. Don't wait until you become the president. How about Hannah Herbst, 16 at the time of the article, from Boca Raton, Florida. When she was in the fourth grade, her teacher introduced her to a program of pen pal, letter writing to people. It's called Compassion International. It's a way for children to connect with each other. And through that program, Hannah got to read about living conditions of her pen pal, Ruth, in Ethiopia, which at the time and still is an energy-poor country, meaning people don't have access to electricity. Ruth had minimal access to electricity, and that impacts everything. Imagine your routine this morning without electricity. So Hannah got busy and she helped create a product called Beacon. Beacon stands for bringing electricity access to countries through ocean energy. It's a device that converts kinetic movement, you know, from any moving body of water into a source of usable electricity. So it can be used in areas where people are energy poor, and it's made from 90% recycled material. What's the lesson from Hannah? Learning about other people and other nations can open our compassionate heart, and our hearts can dream up solutions. Lesson for me, don't be afraid to learn about the terrible things that are happening in the world. Don't be scared, Edward. Think of Mr. Rogers who taught us, look for the helpers like Hannah and support them and love them and talk them up and put them in your prayers. Let the world's news become your prayer list. How about Celeste Tinajero, 21? From Reno, Nevada. She was inspired by her brother who had already started an ecological club called Eco Warriors. She joined it and together with him they were able to apply for a grant from Green Nevada and they got it and they were able to convert their school into a sustainable organization. Here's what's absolutely fascinating. Now she's an education program manager. It's not that, it's what she says. Here's what she says. Don't hesitate and don't worry about funding. Work with a group of hardworking, willing, and determined people. Then create a compelling and efficient plan. The rest will follow. Wow. She says, there's more. We can fight for all the issues that we are passionate about forever, but if we don't have an earth to survive us, none of it matters. Someone has to give our planet a voice. Okay, lesson from Celeste. Don't wait until your plan is perfect. Raise your consciousness, it's science of mind, to the highest level of possible thinking, possibility thinking you can. Give your planet a voice and the rest will follow. I have to remember that. Here's another one you may have heard about. Jadev Payeng. He began when he was 16 years old. He was a farmer from a marginalized community in India. And he started planting trees. And there's a reason why he started. Because he started to notice dead snakes in the areas that had been deforested. Because no trees, increased heat, low moisture was killing the local animals. And so he just started planting trees. And he did it for 30 to 40 years. And he worked and worked and worked. And he started to turn the tide on erosion all by himself, planting thousands of trees. In fact, there is a book for children based on his work telling about how he made a forest all by himself. And it's called Jadev and the Tree Place. By the way, did you know that September 21st is tree planting day? Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Did you know that there is an organization right here in our backyard called Forest Unlimited? Yeah? There's the website, just in case you want to know. Forest Unlimited, their goal is to protect, enhance, and restore the forests and watersheds of the North Bay. Who knew? They have tree planting events. They want volunteers of all ages. Here's some statistics. In 2011, they planted 1,000 redwood seedlings. In 2012, they planted over 550 trees near Grayton. In 2013, volunteers from the junior college helped them to plant 1,400 redwoods. In 2016, they planted 1,150 redwoods in the Casadero Hills. And then in 2017, they acquired new property for reforesting and they planted 1,600 redwood seedlings. Yeah. So lesson from Jadev and the tree planters. You can do something. Even if you're part of a marginalized community. Even if you're the only one doing it. And for us, you can plant a tree. Or you can pay for one to be planted. Back to that Young Champions of the Earth video for the United Nations. It says on the video, Some look at the state of the world and ask, why? But we dream of what might be and ask, why not? Where others see only crisis, we see opportunity. We are rule breakers, problem solvers, game changers. We are renegades with a cause. You'll find us in every era among all people and nation. We are young, brave, and have big questions in search of big solutions. We are the future of our planet. We are champions of the earth. Again, they're looking for the next generation of environmental champions. They're looking for young minds, and it occurred to me, that's us. That's where we come in. We are to remain young in our minds and participate. And don't leave this for the next generation to fix. See yourself as a steward of this planet now, regardless of age. Think of yourself as capable of initiating a change. Learn about what is happening in the world and nurture an affirmative, positive, hopeful attitude. And then support the helpers as they show up with your words and your affirmation and talking about it. Like the Ohio teenagers who invented a system to recycle styrofoam into a water filtration system. Like Nikita Rafikov from Georgia who invented a way to embed green fluorescent algae into glass to have illumination without electricity. Like Azza Abdul Hamid Fayed, the Egyptian 16-year-old who discovered a method for breaking down plastic into biofuel, or like Anna Humphrey from Virginia, age 10, invented an app that can detect the presence of E. coli, like Jai Kumar, 12-year-old, who invented an air filtration system that uses solar power, like Sahil Doshi from Pennsylvania, who invented a system using recycled aluminum and the old strings from guitars to make eco-friendly batteries. Yeah. Wow, it's a reminder. The universe is reminding us, don't get so old that you stop dreaming. Don't get so stuck in what is going on that you give up. And don't get so comfortable that you forget to change. That's enough of the don'ts. Do remember the power of your vision. Do remember to make your vision larger than what is already possible now. That science of mind. Principle, it says, is not bound by precedent. And what that means is, don't believe that the future is restricted to the past or what is happening right now. Remember, I am an agent for change. And through the power of my decision, I can create beneficial change elements. I can make a positive impact on my planet by simply becoming aware of the reach of my purchases and my habits. And I can talk. I can share my vision of a healthy, loving world in which resources are cared for and respected. I can do that. Did you know, by the way, Cloverdale pledged to their support to transition their community-wide into 100% renewable energy. So did Sebastopol and Novato. And Los Angeles has set their goal for 2045. Ventura's already on the way. Oxnard also committed. Santa Monica too. 133 cities nationwide have said, yes, we are ready for the transition, already starting it. Some have already made it to 100% clean, renewable energy. I know this because the Sierra Club has a website showing which cities. I didn't find Santa Rosa on the map. I wonder where the city of Santa Rosa stands on the issue. Maybe it's in progress. Well, the Sierra Club says something you can do. is you can tell your city officials, your members of Congress, your leaders, what is interesting to you when it comes to our planet and our personal use of energy. And that is something we can do at any age, especially because we together all year have been studying how to stay rooted in spirituality and open-hearted kindness when we become socially engaged so that we speak from a consciousness of unity and hope. I invite you to take a breath in with me. And to exhale, let your eyes close into a moment of silent contemplation. There is only one power that is the source of all creation. The infinite, permanent, living Spirit Almighty. It is in and through all creation. And it is in its same state that it was even before the beginning of anything, as it is now and ever shall be. And I identify myself with this permanence, that within me, which is one with the Spirit, is what is speaking this prayer. I identify everyone in the sanctuary as being one with this Spirit. I recognize that this planet upon which we stand is made from this Spirit as we are. And so in this moment of prayer, I am turning towards an attitude of reverence and rejoicing. I am opening my heart and my mind for deep understanding of what is mine to do as a steward of this planet. I am opening my mind and my soul to what is mine to know and embody as a spiritual being who is a change agent. I am opening myself on all levels to re-identify my values. I am celebrating that it is possible through prayer in this way to retune and realign with that which is heart and meaning for me, for us. And I am confirming my belief that as I turn my consciousness, lifting it up to an attitude of possibility and hope, that the universal energy of creation flows through me, drawing to me what is necessary for the next step of my journey. I believe in it, I trust it, and I let it be. And together we say, and so it is. I invite you to take another deep breath in with me, followed by a sigh. We use the movement of breath to create a transition from one spiritual practice to the other. Now is our time of sharing, and so I ask the ushers to stand while you prepare your gift. And if you gave electronically, won't you place your hand on your chest as a symbol of your heart connection to the gift already given? And won't you say after me, I bless this gift. I send it forth to heal and prosper. It does amazing work in the world. And so it is. Ushers, please receive the gift.